You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Truck Nation, get into a Chevy now, the truck that always has your back. Receive up to $12,000 off on select 2018 trucks right now at Lakewood Chev. We're joined now by a gentleman who's a full-time NHL referee and was an amateur this past weekend at the U.S. Open. He qualified and, like many, felt the wrath of a very tough course. Garrett Rank joins us. Garrett, welcome to the show. How you doing, man?
Great, guys. How are you?
Hey, excellent. Now, first of all, congratulations. You qualify, and it's not like you can backdoor your way in to get into qualifying for the U.S. Open. You got to win your way in, as you did. Then you went out there on the track that was extremely difficult. What made that course so tough to play as a golfer?
We woke up Thursday morning and there was 30-mile-an-hour winds in a different direction that we hadn't seen at all during the week. And just to put it in perspective for the people at home, it's imagine going playing your normal golf club every day, and if your ball's off the fairway, you got to drop it in knee-high rough. And then the green's rolling at like 12.5, 13.
Pretty tough conditions. And, you know, how long did it take for everyone to realize that? Was it after your first shot or first couple holes, or was it prior to going on the course?
I knew it was going to be pretty tough, like just warming up for the round. But on the first hole, I chipped it off the green from like 2 feet. I mean, I probably had like a 30-foot chip, and I chipped it off the other side of the green 40 yards away. So it was a bit of a wake up call, and I was quickly five over through the four holes, and I saw I crossed paths with the Spieth, Mickelson, and McIlroy group, and I saw Spieth was four over through two, and McIlroy was two over and Mickelson was one over. So I'm like, oh, I'm not the only one getting kicked in the face right now.
So when you look at that first hole or first few holes, mentally, you know, how tough is it not to get, oh my goodness, this is going completely off the rails? How do you ensure to remain positive?
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock to my system. It would have been nice to get off to a little bit better start, but I knew, like, hey, this is the U.S. Open, par is going to be a good score, and so it was just kind of sticking to the game plan and not worrying about it. I knew I was going to make some more mistakes throughout the tournament, and, I would have liked to, obviously 83 is a really bad score, and kind of embarrassed about it, really, but, at the end of the day, if I would have played a really solid round of golf, it was probably going to be a 76 or 77 anyway, so... just kind of adjusting par and realizing, hey, everybody's got to play this golf course, and it's just a really tough test.
We got Garrett Rank on the show, NHL referee, also a participant in the U.S. Open this past weekend. Garrett, just talk a little bit about the ceremony and all the stuff going on around the tournament. Was it hard to kind of get dialed in, knowing that there was there's a circus for a major like this?
Yeah, there was a lot of distractions for me. I mean, my story blew up, and, I've got a regular name out there, so it was kind of, I wasn't really in a position to say no to people. So I did a lot of interviews, and, I had to, as an amateur, we had an amateur dinner on Monday night, which was probably one of the greatest experiences of the week. And, I felt like I should do all the things, do and experience it all, but next time if I go back, for sure, I'm going to treat it differently and get a lot of rest leading up to it. I played a practice round every day, and the course was completely different and so much firmer and faster in the actual tournament than the practice rounds that it kind of changed, or you weren't really used to it. So great experience, learned a ton, but definitely some things that I would change if I went and played again.
Garrett Rank joins us. Garrett, I know you've talked openly, of course, you want to be an NHL official. That's the main thing. Is golf just a fun hobby for you? Or are you planning on, trying to qualify again next summer?
Yeah, I mean, I'll play every year, try to qualify. Golf is just a really, I can't really call it a hobby. I play golf every day in the summer and really work on my game and even play a little bit over the wintertime. But coming up when I was young, I thought about trying to play golf for a living. I was on the Canadian national team for 3 years and kind of just made a promise to myself that whatever worked out first, I was pursuing reffing while playing a bunch of golf. And the NHL came forward with a contract offer. And, as a as a kid growing up in Canada, you know, if the NHL offers you a contract, you can't say no. So, you know, I love my job. It's a great career. And, you know, it allows me to have the summers off to play golf. And, you know, it's something that I've had some success at and love doing as well.
Now, Garrett, you kind of have an interesting situation. You missed the cut, but then you got to play on Sunday with the Beef.
Yeah, that was so I was leaving the course Friday, and the tournament chair was like, "Hey, thank you for being a good sport all week and dealing with all the media, and you know, I hope you enjoyed your experience." He's like, "There's an odd number of players making the cut, so we'd like you if you want to play as a non-competing marker on Sunday with the first group." And so there was a lot of scoreboard watching for me on Saturday at the beach, like cheering for guys to like finish. I mean, I think Phil missed out by one shot. I almost played with Phil, and so I like. But Beef was a great guy. We had a lot of fun. I was beating him by two shots through 14 holes, and then he birdied 15 and 16, and I made a bogey. So he ended up beating me. But it was a great day, and I get to, you know, I get to say that I played Sunday at the U.S. Open and experienced that too. So one of the best things from the week for sure.
Now, were some of the players, they must have known your story, were they asking you a bunch of questions too?
Yeah, in the practice round, once the guys like found out who I was and put it all together, they were more intrigued about the hockey stories than the golf stuff. Aaron Baddeley lives in Phoenix, and he's got four young kids, and his son's getting into hockey, so he was intrigued, and they went to a bunch of Coyotes games, and I ran into Jason Day, and he lives in Columbus and a huge Blue Jackets fan, so I talked to him for about 10 minutes about hockey. And Brendan Steele came up to me on the range out of the blue and introduced himself and said that he played with a bunch of the Anaheim Ducks down in California. So all the guys were like really intrigued about the whole hockey aspect of things.
Garrett Rank joins us, NHL referee, who of course just competed in the U.S. Open as an amateur. He qualified in it and then got to play on Sunday as a non-competing marker. I never heard that. So that's fairly normal then? That happens pretty much any tournament where they have an odd number?
Yeah, every tournament where they have an odd number of people making the cut, they have you know, usually a member or just someone who's lucky enough to get chosen to go play. It helps with the pace of play because guys would go out there and race around, so they like the pace of play of that better, and somebody needs to follow them and keep the score.
Oh, okay, so what did you do then Friday night? Because you're like, well, I know I got to go to bed early on Saturday to play, but maybe Friday night at the U.S. Open, did you hit the town?
No, we went out for a nice dinner with family and friends. I had a lot of people make the trip, so it was nice to get to share the week with them. And yeah, we just kind of, it was a long couple of days, so we just kind of laid low and had a couple beers and went for dinner.
Now, Garrett, what's the rest of your summer look like training? Like you're golfing, obviously, I guess, as your hobby, but referee officials are like, I know hockey guys are training skill development now. They're on the ice all the time. Has referee training changed? Like, do you go to any referee camps? That might sound like a strange question, but are there referee camps for NHL officials?
Yeah, we have a referee camp. A lot of guys help as instructors at various referee camps around North America. A lot of guys run their own camps as well, and then, you know, you're just going on the ice and skating and trying and staying in shape a lot of time in the gym, and then just kind of relaxing and recharging for the start of the season. There's a ton of travel. The travel is probably the hardest part of our job, you know, because we're not flying after the game on a team charter. We're flying commercially in the morning to the next city, and it's hard to kind of calm your body down after a game. So we're, you know, trying to fall asleep before midnight and then up at 3 or 4 to get to the airport to get to the next city. So just kind of spend some time with family and friends and stay in shape. And then come the beginning of September, we go to a 10-day training camp for the officials, and then exhibition season starts.
Gary, when you're traveling around from, you know, from place to place to ref and to be, you know, part of those NHL games during the winter, is it hard to get your golf clubs in the overhead compartment?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely don't fit up there. I don't take I don't take my clubs with me. I did play a few times when I was on the road. I played in Phoenix twice this year, and then I played in Florida four or five times. But just playing out of friends' bags or renting clubs and using whatever they have.
Now, did you learn anything about, like, just because it's totally, they're both sports. I mean, obviously hockey and golf, but just your interaction with these high level guys. I mean, you're really unique. One of the few guys I know of that's been, you know, part of the two highest levels of sports and in two separate sports. Do you take anything away from the golf, just the way those guys prepare and kind of what you might look at athletes a little different on the hockey side?
Yeah, I mean, all the guys are consummate professionals in hockey and golf. You know, you just look at how, you know, in hockey, for example, the guys beat the crap at each other for, you know, 60 minutes. But at the end of the day, they'll shake hands at the end of a playoff series or go for a beer with each other afterwards. And that's kind of the same in golf. Just like watching the guys play this past week, you know, they're really focused, you know, for their shot. And then walking down the fairway, they're all sharing a laugh and chatting about different things. So just to be able to kind of turn it on and turn it off is really something to see. And I'm fortunate enough to watch the best players play hockey every night and then, you know, thinking I'm pretty good at golf and going and watching what these guys do and how consistent they are is pretty amazing. My good shots are just as good as theirs, but I've got some bad shots that I consider 6 or 7 out of 10, and they just don't have those. So it's that's the biggest difference between us and or between myself and them.
Watching them play live and practicing, Garrett, was there one player that you're like, okay, obviously these guys are great, but is there anyone that kind of wowed you even more having seen them up close?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really have a ton of time to like stand on the range and watch guys, but like DJ, for example, like hits it a mile and just is like this big physical specimen that like strolls around out there and just like looks really intimidating. And then Tiger with like the crowds he draws and the people and the persona that follows him. You know, the one day I remember I was hitting balls on the range and it like was fairly calm, nothing was going on, and then all of a sudden it got like really warm and I could just hear like all these like whispers and like a bunch of people flooding towards the driving range, and I looked up and like Tiger was starting to hit balls. So it's like, it's amazing the eyes that follow these guys around.
Do you think that your time, dealing with NHL players, did that kind of take away that what some guys who've never played or been around those top level athletes, they'd been intimidated? Because I don't get the sense hearing you speak, you really got rattled by, you know, talking and being amongst all these great players all weekend.
No, I mean, it was a little bit overwhelming at times, but playing in three PGA Tour events, the Canadian Open, the past 3 years really like gave me some experience of seeing these guys and dealing with the pressure. But you know, at the end of the day, you're kind of out there playing the golf course, and they had fairways and greens out there too, and you just tried to hit the best shot that you could. Obviously, at times I was in awe of some of the guys, like walking past Tiger and, you know, seeing Jordan Spieth and Ricky Fowler and Justin Thomas and those guys play. You know, it's something special to just be out on the same course as them. And there were times when, you know, me and my brother had this wry smile on our face when we got to meet Mr. Nicholas. So it was pretty cool week and something that we'll remember for the rest of our lives.
Garrett, I appreciate your time sharing the stories with that, and enjoy referee camp this summer. We'll talk to you next year.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.